Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, January 28th. Hundreds of people and vehicles crowded along Highway 6 and 10 just south of Owen Sound this morning as a convoy of truckers from the area departed for Ottawa. Some along the side of the highway waved Canadian flags and others held up signs with pro-freedom messages before the departure at 9 this morning. Many convoys of trucks from across the country are traveling to the nation's capital in what started as a protest against cross-border quarantine requirements for unvaccinated truckers, but according to several reports also includes participation from many opposing vaccination mandates. More long-term care beds are coming to Grey County. Bruce Grey, Owen Sound MPP Bill Walker, and Ontario Long-Term Care Minister Paul Calandra have announced funding for 32 new long-term care beds in Hanover and a new 160-bed home in the town of the Blue Mountains. In Hanover, the beds will go into the Village Seniors Community, a new long-term care home to be built near the hospital. In the town of the Blue Mountains, the new 160-bed long-term care home is proposed to be part of a community campus of care focused on healthy seniors living, which includes commercial space, multi-residential space, seniors housing, and attainable housing for staff working to support the campus of care. A release says the town of the Blue Mountains is expected to issue a request for proposals for those who are interested in developing and operating the campus. Construction is expected to start by summer 2024. According to the provincial government, there are now 450 new and 316 upgraded long-term care beds in development or under construction in Grey County. Saugeen Shores police say they've charged two people following a drug bust in Port Elgin. Police say on January 20th, officers from the Criminal Investigations and Drug Branch began an investigation in Port Elgin, which led to the arrest of a 36-year-old man for trafficking offenses. The next day, they executed a search warrant at an apartment in Port Elgin. During the execution of the warrant, three men and a woman were taken into custody. A 36-year-old Port Elgin man has been charged with trafficking opioids and meth. A 25-year-old woman of no fixed address has been charged with drug possession and failure to comply with a release order. The 36-year-old man was held for a bail hearing and remanded into custody. The 25-year-old woman was released with a court date. The three men who were there during the search were released unconditionally. COVID-19 has now moved into one of the last uninfected places on the planet. Kiribati, an independent island nation in the Central Pacific Ocean, closed its borders when the coronavirus started spreading. That ensured the virus didn't invade there for almost two full years. They finally began reopening this month, and a chartered plane brought home about 54 citizens, many of whom left before the border closed. Officials tested each returning passenger three times, plus additional measures, but more than half of the passengers eventually tested positive and got into the community, where the number of cases went from 36 to 181 as of today. In sports, five games in the National Hockey League tonight, including the Detroit Red Wings at Pittsburgh to face the Penguins. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs visit Detroit. Meanwhile, Evander Kane is set to make his debut for the Edmonton Oilers when they take on the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow after signing a one-year contract with the club. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attacker on the road tonight to face the Kitchener Rangers. The Attacker looking to bounce back after yesterday's 8-0 loss to the Barrie Colts. Game time tonight is 7:30. Another game coming up this weekend for Canada's men's national team in CONCACAF World Cup qualifying after last night's 2-0 road win over Honduras. On Sunday, the Canadians will host the United States at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton. And in Australian Open tennis earlier this morning, Daniil Medvedev got past Stefano Tsitsipas in four sets to advance to the final against Rafael Nadal. In the Women's Championship tomorrow morning, it's Ash Barty against Danielle Collins. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.